Hey guys, Eric Peacock here with our Get Fit Lakeville podcast, episode 3. Going through some mindset tips because that's where it all starts in the mind. If we want to have a great healthy body, we got to have a healthy mind first, and then I'll have a exercise and a nutrition or lifestyle tip for you today. So today I want to talk about taking out the trash. And the trash I'm talking about is head trash. So many times in the personal training industry, probably one of the most frustrating things you'll hear a personal trainer say is how people get in their own way of their own success. And a lot of it's from head trash. It's telling themselves bad stories that aren't true, that keep them stuck, and letting these things kind of control their, dictate their life. So I'm going to talk about three types of head trash that I see a lot of. Number one is comparing yourself to others. You know, we all don't have the same genetics. We all don't have the same body shape. We don't all have the same metabolism. But a lot of times we set ourselves up to fail because we try to emulate somebody who's at a different, who's got a whole different makeup than our own. And we want to be like that person. Like, you know, I can't be an NFL linebacker as much as I'd like to be an NFL linebacker. That's just not how I'm built. I'm too old anyway. But a lot of people set themselves up like that, or they look at some guy in the gym or girl in the gym and they say, I want her body or his body, and it's just not genetically possible. You know, we all have certain traits we've been given, and we can only do so much, and we should really work the hardest on ourselves. You know, and I just see people, it's always the grass is greener mentality. Like this woman wants this other woman's flatter stomach, but the woman with the flatter stomach wants the other person's butt. That's saying that she wants the flatter stomach. And same thing with the guys. This guy wants the other guy's biceps, and the guy with the good biceps wants the other guy's legs. You know, so we just do this game to ourselves, and it just gets us nowhere. We have to really focus on our own personal journey and not worry about what everybody else is doing. It's really easy to get caught up in this and let it just demotivate you. So with trying to be something we're not is a waste of time and energy. So that's number one. Number two is the pride thing. I can do it on my own. This is one I've tried in my own life many times, and it's always a failure. When I'm not good at something, one piece of wisdom I've learned over the years is get help, get a mentor, get help. Even when I am good at something and I want to take it to the next level. And I've right now, as an example, is I've always been good at working out and fitness. But I've set a big goal for myself this year is to do a physique show, not just do it, but to finish in the top three. It's kind of like if you think of a marathon qualifying for a national race like a Boston or something like that. I want to finish high this year, so I hired a coach. And you know what? That coach is making me do things I wouldn't do on my own because we are really good at procrastinating or cutting ourselves some slack when we really need a coach that's going to tell us how to get from point A to point B the most effective way possible. It's going to save us time and money in the long run. And so we have to ditch the pride. And you know what? Getting a coach is like taking a class in college. You know, a lot of people don't think anything of signing up for community ed or taking a college course, and they have no problem doing that. But getting somebody like a life coach, a personal trainer, a nutritionist, oh, I don't know if I have money for that, you know. You have to invest in your own education, your own success. You can't get something for nothing, and that is what people think. I'm going to figure this out on my own. Most people do not have the time and do not have the knowledge to do this. We only have so much mental capacity per day, so to really kind of just dial this in and figure out what we need to do, we need to really just say, I can't do everything on my own. There's some things I can do on my own that I'm good at, but the things I'm not, I need to ask for help and quit trying to fool myself that I'm going to eventually figure this thing out, because most of the time people do not, and they waste a lot of time, and time is something we can't get back. So that's number two. Number three is the throwing in the towel mentality when the first obstacle comes up. You know, I always go back to what's your vision? You know, what's your purpose? Why did you start this goal in the first place? Either A, you got really distracted, or B, it wasn't strong enough. You know, it's just the analogy of, you know, why would we, you know, if our car broke down, we would not just let it sit on the side of the road. We would fix it and move on. And we're going to have setbacks and obstacles. You know, it's just bound to happen. We have to expect that as part of our journey towards any goal of success. You know, every week running my business, there's something that comes up. A piece of equipment breaks down. I have a trainer out sick, or I have a client problem. And, you know, if I just said I'm going to quit every time I had a challenge at my business would have been closed a long time ago. And I always get back to the purpose. So I want to share my purpose with you guys. my purpose for growing my business isn't to become rich and have a bunch of material stuff. It's really, I love my wife Kim to death, and I see her struggling with working full-time and trying to be a mom, and I really want to get her part-time, down to part-time working, and that will help her mental health, and it'll help the whole mental health of the house. I've just seen it when she's had time off from work, how much better she is, how much healthier and happier she is. And I just want that for her, and I want that for our house. And I think our, you know, having her around, because she's such a great mom, it would be just powerful for our whole family. So when I don't feel like making the follow-up call, when I don't feel like doing some project for work or doing something that, you know, might require me, that might be a little bit uncomfortable or take some mental effort, I think about that purpose, and that's what drives me forward. Because you're going to have those days, and I'll tell you what, whether it be working out or going to work or whatever, we don't feel like doing these things every day, but we can't let our feelings dictate what we do. And we can't let one obstacle or two obstacles stop us. We have to have, there's no, failure is not an option, has got to be your mentality. You're just going to pound through these things. And too often we let one thing just derail us, one setback, and then we throw in the towel. And that, to me, is just, it's just mental weakness, or it's we're forgetting about why we started this journey in the first place. So to avoid that head trash, you need to have a strong purpose to every goal, and you need to review that purpose. You can't just write it down one time and throw it in a drawer. You have to go back and review that purpose, because there's so much trash out there in the world and society that will just take us off point, and we'll forget why we started the journey in the first place unless we remind ourselves daily. So make sure we're doing that. And you know what? Take those obstacles on head on, because every time you get through an obstacle, you become stronger and stronger. You build more character. So you have to be grateful for the obstacles instead of trying to avoid them. It's kind of like mountain biking. I like to go mountain biking. And when I learned early in mountain biking, when you go through rocks, trying to go around the rocks never works. But when you pound through them, you go right, that bike just pounds right over them. But when you try to go around them, you end up coming, you having to get off your bike because you never, it never works. So obstacles are meant to be taken on, and they're meant to develop character. So those are my three types of head trash you need to take out. Get that purpose and vision strong. And I'm going to move on here to the next part, which is metabolic flexibility part two. So we talked about nutritional metabolic flexibility. I'm going to talk about the nervous system. You've got the autonomic nervous system. You've got two parts to that. Number one is your sympathetic, your fight or flight. Number two is your parasympathetic, which is your rest and digest. Too often I see people spend too much time in the sympathetic. We let ourselves just live and wallow in stress and being uptight and being anxious, and we don't do anything about it. We just keep going till our battery goes out, till we hit exhaustion. One thing I have found to be helpful to get us in the parasympathetic system, the rest and digest system, is to take little breaks throughout the day. They could be small as 5, 10, 15 minutes, but do something that gets you in a calm state, whether it's going for a walk. It's getting nice out here in Minnesota. That's a great thing. That getting out in the sun, fresh air can be good. Meditation, yoga, whatever works for you is taking stress breaks throughout the day instead of just trying to pound through it. Because the more time we spend in the rest and digest system, the better our body is going to be at burning fat. If we're in the fight or flight system all the time, we are going to have a hard time burning fat. We're going to keep burning sugars, and we're going to acquire a lot of cortisol buildup in our body, which makes us basically eats muscle and stores fat, which is not good. So yes, when you work out, you are in the fight or flight, but as soon as possible, we want to do things to get into the rest and digest system, and that is good for our metabolism, because we're in the rest and digest. Our body can utilize fat as a fuel source. It helps better circulation, better nutrient delivery, which helps our body recover from workouts and stress, and even like yard work, that's stressful. So we want to make sure we're doing things daily to get ourselves calm, and that might mean turning off the TV, the social media, the things that just amp us up. You know, instead of political fighting on social media, maybe go read a good book or go for a walk with one of your with your wife or kids or whatever you do. So that's just my point, is metabolic flexibility isn't just with nutrition, but it's also with the nervous system. Your metabolism functions better if you can stay out of fight or flight mostly throughout the day. If you're in fight or flight all day, it's going to be really, really, really hard to have a good metabolism and get the body composition that you want for summer. Finally, the last piece I want to talk about is the exercise piece. So a lot of times we'll go get a massage, we'll get a massage or we'll get a chiropractic adjustment, and then we just kind of go lay around. So I want to tell you about the save it on the hard drive concept. Whenever you do mobility work or you get an adjustment or you do a massage and you add mobility to your body, You have to save it on the hard drive. And this is really, really simple. So after you do one of those things, you can do something that creates some stability demand in your body, like standing on one leg or doing some light core exercises. Doing something actively that engages your stability system will help you save that new range of motion. If you just go lay on the couch and just kind of go chill out, it's going to go back to the original range of motion. So when you give yourself more flexibility, mobility, but via your own warm-ups and cool-downs, via yoga, your yoga kind of takes care of it because there is stability. I shouldn't say yoga, but or like an adjustment or massage. The point is, do something immediately after that requires stability. And something, like I said, it could be a plank, it could be standing on one leg, something that's going to stabilize that new position. Keep doing that because it will save the program on the hard drive and that will work you into a new range of motion. That is how your nervous system works. So adding flexibility isn't just about stretching, it's about utilizing your nervous system for how God made it and taking advantage of that. That's my podcast this week. Thanks for joining in. We'll see you next week here at the Get Fit Lakeville podcast.